Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition of the Basic Gospel program. If you're struggling with Bible questions or life issues, give us a call at 844-322-2742. That number, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live program, you can speak directly with us right now. Overnight, just call that same number, 844-322-2742, and leave a voicemail with your question or your issue, and we'll discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. Call now, 844-322-2742, because this is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and we're inviting people to call and to give us their working definition, their life definition of the word grace. What does grace mean to you? How would you define it? Also, how is the grace of God shaping your day-to-day life? We've had people call in almost every single day giving us their definition, and it's wonderful to hear because you can tell people aren't just giving a definition they've heard from a pulpit or repeating somebody else's words. They've actually given some thought to it, and they're making this grace of God their own. And when you do that, I think you really gain a deeper understanding as to why the grace of God is the only way to be saved, why the grace of God is the only way to live the Christian life, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And we started out this month talking about the fact that Jesus Christ really is the grace of God. He's the one who is full of grace and truth. We read that passage in John chapter 1, verse 14. And I'm going to move down and read a couple of verses after that, starting in verse 16. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. So if you're going to receive grace in your life, if you're going to be a recipient of the grace of God, you're going to have to look to Jesus Christ, because it's from him, from his fullness. He is the one who is full of grace and truth. From the fullness of grace that resides in Jesus, we receive grace. So he is the giver of grace. He's the one that bestows God's grace upon us. So that's important for us to understand. Grace originates with God. I read one quote today. I forget who it was from, but he said, grace is God's best idea. So grace is something that originated from God in the mind of God. It's his very nature, his very essence. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So it's from him that we receive grace. And then John goes on to say, for the law was given through Moses. So Moses had a purpose in this grand story, and that purpose was to basically be a servant in the house, as the writer of Hebrews said, serving a greater purpose, serving the architect, serving the builder. But his purpose was temporary. Grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. The law was given to us by Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So if we're going to find grace, we can't look for it in the law. That had a purpose, and that purpose was to show us our need for grace. And once that purpose is fulfilled, the law steps aside and gives way for the grace of God to do its work in us. So we can't look to Moses, we can't look to the Mosaic covenant, we can't look to those things. If we're going to find out what grace is all about, we need to look to Jesus Christ, the one who is full of grace and truth, and the one from whose fullness we receive grace upon grace. So we enter into this Christian life by grace through faith. We live this Christian life in exactly the same way, by grace through faith. So God gives us saving grace, and we're saved. We go from death to life. He gives us sustaining grace as we live day to day this walk of faith in Jesus.
Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We have an open line for you. We'd like for you to be a part of the broadcast today. That number, of course, 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now. You can speak directly with us here at Basic Gospel. You know, friends, it's a true thing that the world is built on division. In stark contrast, God's grace is a gift of unity. And as believers, we are united in Christ with a common message, common purpose, and a common mission. And we invite you to celebrate what connects us at an exciting Bible conference called United, presented by Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. The conference will be held October 15th through the 17th here in our ministry hometown of Lewisville, Texas. And if you attend, you will leave knowing that you're united in Christ, forgiven forever, totally loved, and completely saved. We want you to be there. The United Conference, October 15th through the 17th in Lewisville, Texas. As I tried to say yesterday, do something rash, do something radical, do something impulsive. Go online right now and get registered for the conference. You can do that at basicgospel.net/united. Register today, friends. It's going to be a great time together. So again, basicgospel.net/united. We would love to see your name on the registration form and to have your presence at the conference, and it's just going to be a great time, Bob. I think you and Andrew are going to do a knockout job on it.
Well, that's the intent. That's what our hope is. And certainly there's a lot of pent-up desire to get out, to get among people.
You bet.
I mean, we've been locked up for a year, haven't been able to really go to church and fellowship with other believers, haven't been able to go to conferences like we've done in the past. We haven't been able to schedule one.
Right.
We've tried to a couple of times, and then it just didn't make sense to move forward with the event. So we've held off, and finally we believe the time is now. October 15th through the 17th is going to be a perfect weekend. October is the most beautiful month of the year.
Yeah.
As far as Dallas-Fort Worth is concerned, it's the absolute best weather of the year, so we invite you to come and enjoy that. We're going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn in Lewisville, Texas, the convention center there. It is a beautiful facility. Coleman, Greg, and Vivian and I had a chance to see the venue the other day. We were so impressed. We can't wait for you to come and enjoy that. We're going to have great teaching, great fellowship. We're going to enjoy a banquet meal together. We're going to participate in the Lord's Supper together. There is so many positive things about this particular conference, so don't miss it. It's a joint venture between Basic Gospel and The Grace Message with Andrew Farley. These two ministries are coming together, uniting as one to present the good news of our union with Christ Jesus. So don't miss it. Sign up. Tell friends. Drag neighbors. Do whatever you can.
Yeah.
This will be a life-changing event. I mean, you can listen to radio. You can hear a sermon. You can do all of these sort of things, and you get nuggets. And over time, you can put those nuggets together. Here at a conference like this, you're going to get the whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
You're going to see the big picture. You're going to know where all these different passages of Scripture actually fit in, and how God has constructed this story of grace, how you and I fit into this story of grace. And when you walk away, you're going to have a deep understanding of the grace that saved you and how to live as a child of God. And you will walk away filled with hope, filled with excitement, filled with a sense of victory, knowing that God is for you. And if He's for you, absolutely no one can be against you.
We announced this formally for the first time on the radio broadcast yesterday, and Bob, as I got home after the broadcast yesterday, I took the initiative to personally invite every member of my family, because this message is a message that people need to hear, and it's a message that will hold families together. And friends, I invite you to do the same thing. Get together with your family and your friends and invite them to come to this conference. It's just going to be a knockout time, and I hope you don't miss the opportunity to be here. Well, let's go to the phones, Bob, and see who's talking today.
Hi there. This is Karen Cross again. I have a question about deliverance. I came across in one of my Facebook groups a couple in North Carolina that have a church that does deliverance. I Zoomed with the wife last night, and she asked me a bunch of questions, and we were going to set up a day and a time to do the deliverance. However, I'm seeking wise counsel as to whether or not I should do it. So I wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on deliverance. Thanks so much.
Well, Karen, thanks for that question. We see a lot of deliverance ministries out there, and they certainly make some pretty stunning claims about things that can happen, things that they've done, things that they've seen God do through their ministries. And certainly if you're struggling, if you feel like you are trapped, that you're in bondage, that you just can't break free, deliverance ministries are very, very appealing to you. But here's what I want to say to you, Karen, and I think to all of our listeners, the gospel itself is a delivering message. The gospel delivers us from the power of sin and death, releases us that, from that power, and puts us into life. So we see some deliverance in the gospel itself. We also see deliverance in the truth. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, that's deliverance, isn't it? Free from what? Free from the lies of this world, free from the powers of darkness, free from all the things that can bind us up, that can keep us trapped and kind of under a thumb, so to speak. There's power in the simplicity of the gospel. There's power in the truth of God's word. And so we have to look there and recognize what God has already delivered us from. And I think when we start to see what God has already delivered us from, then it's going to change us on the inside. So you came into this world bound to the law of sin and death. Sin was your master. You needed deliverance from sin's control. Well, that's what the gospel does. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, therefore in Christ there's no condemnation. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free, delivered you from the law of sin and death. So that relationship that you once had with sin and death has been broken. Now you are free to enjoy new life in Jesus Christ. You were once dead in trespasses and sins, and there's no way for you to break free from that spiritual condition. You don't have what it takes. You don't have the power to overcome your spiritual death. So God saved you by his grace. What does that mean? It means this. He took you out of that realm of death, and he made you alive together with Christ. So you have crossed over from death to life. So you've been delivered from death's grip. You have been set free from the power of death. So you've been delivered from the power of sin. You've been delivered from the power of death. That's a pretty powerful deliverance.
I'll see.
And in essence, you've been raised from the dead spiritually. Just as Christ was raised from the dead physically, he came out of that tomb on that third day, as Scripture tells us and as evidence verifies and corroborates, then we too have been raised spiritually. We have been seated with Christ in the heavenlies, so we have broken free. We have been delivered from the ways of this world. We've been delivered from the ways of the prince of the power of this air. We have been delivered from living to gratify the desires of our flesh. So we've been delivered from all of these sort of things simply through the power of the gospel, the truth concerning Jesus Christ. Now, if you really recognize that and recognize what God has done, then I think you'll start resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You will start thanking him for what he has done and for the victory that he's already won and that you get to celebrate and to experience in your day-to-day life. And, you know, this idea of thinking, hey, I need to be delivered from this or that or the other. You say, wait a minute, I've already been delivered. Jesus set me free once and for all. And from this day forward, I'm going to rejoice in that freedom that I have in Christ. I'm going to celebrate that victory that he won for me through his death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm going to live in that victory by faith in Jesus.
Karen, you won't hear it said any better than you just heard from Bob Christopher. I hope you'll take the initiative to get the recording of the program after it's over. You can go to our website, basicgospel.net, and you can click on the link and you can hear the program again. I hope you'll take the opportunity to listen through that again, because it is just really, really good input, and we appreciate your calling. So thanks, Karen. We have this call, Bob, that came in also. Let's listen to it.
I would answer God's grace to be his provision or his power. So it's by his provision we're saved. It's by his provision that, you know, anytime you could place the word grace and replace it with God's provision or his ability, they're almost interchangeable there. So you were saved by God's provision, by his ability towards us. You're forgiven by that same thing. You know, if I say grace to you, I would say God's provision to you, God's ability to you. So God's ability or his provision to man.
Boy, that's a good definition. I like that. I like the fact that it's from God to us. That's grace. It's something that originates with God. It's something that he freely gives. It's his provision. So you and I were dead in trespasses and sins. What did he provide? He provided new life. He gave us the life of Christ. Yeah. We have Jesus living inside of us. So Jesus really is the provision of God, isn't he? He is the one who is full of grace and truth. He is the one that God sent into this world. Why? Because he loved us, and he sent Jesus into this world so that we would not perish but have everlasting life. So he is our provision, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is our power, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I love what Paul said, for example, in Philippians chapter 3, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
Right.
So it all centers in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for weighing in and sharing us that definition of grace that you have. We have some others that have done the same thing. Jennifer writes to us on our YouTube stream. She says this: grace means when I am weak, then I am strong. In my life, it means I don't have to try to fix and control. He is the only person who can change a heart. So for Jennifer, grace means relaxation in Christ. You know, we as human beings, we want to control outcomes. We want to make sure things work out the way we want them to work out. And when you know the grace of God, you recognize that the way he's going to make it work out is 1,000 times, 1 billion times better than what our plans would lead us to.
Yeah.
So it takes away the stress. It takes away the anxiety. It takes away that sense of restlessness, and we can just relax in the grace of God and trust him, knowing that whatever outcome he brings about is going to be the absolute best. And as she talks about being weak and then being strong, it's learning that God's grace is truly sufficient for us in all situations. So, Jennifer, thank you for those encouraging words. Robert, he says he's going through Romans right now, truly blown away by this grace message that we can live in freedom from the law and be alive in Christ Jesus. And that is the benefits of the grace of God. God's provision makes us alive together with Christ so that we can enjoy a life of freedom. That's grace.
That's
so
grace.
Robert, thanks for those words as well.
Yeah, and we love hearing from you. These are just absolutely great comments, and it sure seems like the message is getting through, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, really, it really does. Well, friends, we have a new thank you gift for our donor friends this month. It's called Grace Defined. grace lived out. Now, through this new resource, you'll clearly see that God designed the law to show us our sin. It's the same principle as an X-ray. It can show you that you have a broken bone, but it has no power to fix the problem. In like manner, the law shows us our sinfulness, but it has no power to forgive us or give us life. Only in Jesus is the cure for sin, which is, of course, eternal life in Him. Now, this new CD, two-CD message can help you settle the purpose of the law in your life and enable you to see grace as God's gift that empowers and teaches us how to experience joy and peace and purpose here and now. Again, it's called Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out, and we want to send you a copy as you make your supporting gift to Basic Gospel this month. So please click donate at basicgospel.net, and when you do, be sure to request your copy of Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. It's a wonderful series that Bob has put together for us. Well, Bob, a call that I know you have been anxious to get to for a couple of days, and let's listen right now.
I wondered what you people thought about the story of Aurora, Texas. I think it was 1859 when a spaceship landed there with a little alien that he was destroyed with the spaceship. They baptized him, gave him a Christian burial. I think they named him Ned. I just wondered what you guys thought about that. Thank you.
Well, it's an interesting story. It's the actual date, I think, was in April of 1897, and there was an article that appeared in the Dallas Morning News written by a journalist with the last name of Hayden, and talks about a spaceship crashing into a windmill or a UFO and the pilot being not of this world and all of these sort of things. People have investigated it, and no one has found any proof that the story actually happened, that it actually occurred. Someone who lived in that town a number of years later said the guy who wrote the article just wrote it to draw attention to Aurora, Texas, the little town of Aurora, Texas. They said that the path of a railroad that they were hoping to come through Aurora was going to bring new life to the city, yeah. But they chose a different route, bypassed it, so it became this little dying town. And this particular citizen said Hayden simply wrote the story. It was a hoax. It was made up to draw attention and to bring people to the town. Even 100 years later, in the 1990s, reporters here in the Dallas area tried to investigate, and I said all that they uncovered, they found no validity to the story, no real historical evidence that they could point to say, hey, this actually happened. So why are these stories of interest to people? Well, because we want to think there is something out there. We want to think that maybe there is life on other planets. Maybe they are aliens or that sort of thing. And maybe that could be the explanation of the world and why things, crazy things or good things are happening. And I step back and say, well, why not just let God be the explanation?
Yeah.
Why not let Jesus Christ be the explanation as to why things are, why there's a planet Earth, why we exist instead of not existing? We're here because God chose to place us here.
Yeah.
We're saved. We can have new life, freedom from sin and death because God chose to send Jesus to save us. Mm-hmm. So the most plausible explanation is God. So let's get our focus there, and I think everything else will fit into place.
Indeed. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. And please remember that we do have this great resource. I've just talked about it. It's called Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. And we'll send you a copy. Be glad to, as our way of saying thank you for your gift to support Basic Gospel in the month of May. Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. And you can make your contribution now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that if you have questions concerning the Christian life, a Bible passage you can't quite understand, or an issue you find hard dealing with, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on the broadcast. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And as we close today, be sure to register for the October United Conference. All the information at basicgospel.net/united. And tomorrow, a Friday edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher as we continue. And Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, I hope you'll be here, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.